Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
This hour of Melissa and Austin is brought to you by our friends at Arnold Electrical Services. Zzzt. It's time for America's fastest growing game show, Family Food. That's food, not feud, just because, you know, we're trying to avoid trademarks at all costs. Joining us to set up the game is our producer, Kyle, who often gets mistaken for Steve Harvey.
Hi, Kyle.
Hey, it feels good to be called Kyle and not Steve Harvey for the first time in a while, you know? And very simple, guys. I've been asking listeners all week long some survey-style questions, and we're going to see which one of you is better at this quick cash game. Obviously, we can't say fast money.
Yeah, right. You can't say fast money.
Is that the same thing?
As well.
Anyway, Melissa, you won the pre-show coin flip. Would you like to go first or second today?
Kyle, I would like to go first today because second is losers.
Second is losers in this game.
Second is the best, just for the record.
Not really.
Austin, get out of here.
Bye.
All right, Melissa, Austin is gone. I have a list of survey questions for you. You have 30 seconds. You just tell me the first thing that comes to mind, and then we'll bring Austin back in. Does that sound simple enough?
Yes, it does.
And Melissa, you'll be the first one to know this. These are all Thanksgiving-themed things. Normally, we do things that we've talked about on the show, but because Thanksgiving is tomorrow, why not make it Thanksgiving-themed? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
On your mark, get set, go. What's the worst thing to eat on Thanksgiving?
Cranberry sauce.
Finish this phrase. Turkey what?
And stuffing.
Name someone you'll see on Thanksgiving.
My mom.
Name something you do on Thanksgiving.
Eat turkey.
Name something you can buy on Black Friday.
A TV.
What's one word associated with pilgrims?
A hat.
All right. Good answers. Good answers.
I don't know.
Hold on. All right. Let's bring in Austin. Boo.
Boo.
Why are you booing?
I don't know.
Because it's fun.
It's because Nashville Know-It-All really got me in the mood.
And I want a coin flip.
This is not Nashville Know-It-All. This is a different game.
All right. Austin. Melissa did pretty well at the game, I will not lie to you. But you still have a chance to win. You have a little bit of extra time on the board, and I will say this. If you get an answer wrong, you will hear this sound. And that means you got to guess again. Are you ready?
Ready, Steve. Kyle.
On your mark, get set, go. What's the worst thing to eat on Thanksgiving?
Cranberry sauce. Cream corn.
Finish this phrase. Turkey what?
Turkey food.
Name someone you'll see on Thanksgiving.
Your aunt.
Name something you do on Thanksgiving.
Eat. Watch football.
Name something you can buy on Black Friday.
It could be Bears tickets this year, but I'm going to say TV.
No! I'll let you finish that one.
Furniture.
You did not get to the final question, so this is going to be an interesting round, but we'll reveal who won the Family Feud when we come back. All right, we're back with the results of this week's Family Feud between Melissa and Austin.
Yay. We're back. Yeah.
Can't wait.
And let me just say, this was a very interesting one because we did all Thanksgiving-styled questions with Thanksgiving being tomorrow. Austin, I hope you're sitting down because, oh boy. First question, worst thing to eat on Thanksgiving. Melissa, you said cranberry sauce. That was the number one answer on the board.
Oh, good.
Austin, you said cream corn.
I first said cranberry sauce, but for the record.
Melissa, you got 9 points.
Okay.
Austin, you got 0 points.
I only said cream corn because Melissa said cream corn was her favorite food yesterday.
I do love it.
The next question, finish this phrase. Turkey, Melissa, you said stuffing. And Austin, you said food. Melissa, you got 4 points.
Oh, good. Yay me.
So you lead 9-0, especially because Austin got 0 points yet again. Number one answer on the board, trot. Turkey trot.
Oh, and I'm doing one in Elmhurst tomorrow.
Well, you suck because you didn't answer.
The next question was, name someone you'll see on Thanksgiving. Melissa, you said mom. That was number one answer on the board. You got 14 points.
Ooh, a 14er. Yeah.
Austin, you said aunt. That got you 1 point.
All right. Yeah. Thank you to the aunt that voted for that. I'm not even seeing my aunt this year. I don't know why I said that.
Melissa, you are currently leading 23-1. And keep in mind, Austin didn't get a chance to answer the final question.
Uh-oh.
Next question. Name something you do on Thanksgiving. Melissa, you said eat. That got you 13 points. Number one answer on the board.
That's fantastic. That's
another number one answer for Melissa. Austin, you said watch football. That got you 5 points.
All right. I'll take it.
That was number two answer on the board. My favorite personally was Get Fat from JJ in Bridgeview and Liz and Aurora.
Oh, shout out.
The next question, name something you can buy on Black Friday. Melissa, you said TVs. That got you 16 points. Number one answer on the board.
Man, I should go on the actual show.
Austin, you did say TVs, but of course, Melissa had already guessed it. And so your next guess of furniture got you 0 points.
What? What's the number two answer?
Number two answer on the board, electronics.
Electronics. I thought once TV was gone, I didn't know if I could go in the same family of...
Oh, come on.
And the last one today, what's one word associated with pilgrims? Austin didn't get a chance.
Can I just answer this one? Can I just throw an answer out, even though it's not part of the round? Because it's not like I have any chance of winning.
Yeah.
One word associated with pilgrims?
Yep.
One buckles.
Word. Buckles. Okay, buckles is going to get you 0 points.
What?
Melissa said hat. That got her 8 points. Another number one answer on the board.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
I am so good, aren't I, Kyle?
You're really good. Hold on 1 second. I am getting a quick message from the producers in my ear. Uh-huh. Okay. We do have to put an asterisk by this because I noticed a couple of times when doing the survey-style questions, Melissa was conveniently in the back room and doing some quote-unquote work.
What?
Hey, I'm just telling you what the producers saw.
I only went back there one time. Uh-huh. I didn't hear anything.
Actually, you were back there.
No!
There's multiple times you went back there.
No, there was one.
I think Melissa cheated. I think we have to throw out this whole game and do it over again.
Hey!
I'm just saying.
No,
Buckle better be on the survey for pilgrims. I can't believe it's gotten to this point. A couple weeks ago, our producer Kyle gets on the air, gives a little rant about St. Charles North and his disdain for that school because he went to Larkin High School and their soccer team beat your soccer team.
Our soccer team was very good, one of the best in the state, and St. Charles North beat us in the regional final. And since then, I have since started flicking off St. Charles North every time I drive by it.
And when did that happen?
That was back in the year of 2008.
Okay. Oh, well, you know what's funny, Kyle, is that someone special actually caught wind of that argument. A guy by the name of Eric Wilson, who has spent the last 23 years coaching the boys soccer team at St. Charles North High School. And he joins us right now. Coach Wilson, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you? I've heard Kyle's been driving by our school, giving us the old double.
Yeah, he's been flipping you guys off.
I'm sorry. I thought I was telling you guys you were number one since you won the regional championship. My bad.
Mr. Wilson, what do you got to say about Kyle doing that?
I mean, it's totally understandable that you get pretty emotional with the teams that you're a part of. So he's totally spot on. That team was amazing. We were pretty fortunate to get a win that day, so it was pretty awesome for us.
Do you actually remember that, or is it just me, like, very much harboring all the regret from high school still?
I mean, listen, it was pretty early in my coaching career, but I still remember that game like it was yesterday.
Oh, boy.
So you remember that it was super rainy that day, and it was, like, super muddy on the field.
Which was great for us.
Some would say rigged game, but
no,
I don't know. I'm
Kyle,
not the one to say it. I'm not the one saying it.
How do you feel about Kyle or anybody holding grudges like that?
I've been through this so many times. You win games, you lose them, but I don't hold any grudges. But I can understand that he does. They were pretty good, and it was a pretty awesome win for us that day. I remember Bob Lundin running down the sideline after he scored the game-winning goal with his jersey swirling in the air, and so it was something that'll be special for us. So you guys can hold on to that grudge.
Oh my gosh. You just gave another visual in Kyle's brain from that day, and Kyle is fuming right now.
Mel, I don't know about you, but I like obviously having no ties to St. Charles North, but still hearing like the names of these players.
Right, what they did.
Yeah, it so vividly brings it up. Like, I just love this.
Here's what I'll say, Coach Wilson. I have been invited out by Principal Lewis. You guys are extending the olive branch, so maybe we can make up. And I will be out there in a couple of weeks. I'm going to come out to St. Charles North. Will you come shake my hand and apologize to me
person? What does he have to apologize for?
Hey, he has to apologize for a
You're
lot.
The one
I'm still sad.
Off
hey,
the North
he has
Stars.
To apologize to all the therapy that I have to go to for this. But, Coach Wilson, would you be actually willing to come out and say hi when I'm out there in a few weeks?
I think that would be great, and I think our Principal Lewis had a great idea. We can take a picture next to the regional plaque.
Oh, okay.
That kind of feels like you're rubbing it in a little bit,
Coach.
You know
what? I might steal that plaque if no one's watching and take it back to the rightful owners.
And then Kyle doesn't show up to work the next day because he's arrested.
Yeah.
All right, last question, Coach Wilson. Is this the most ridiculous thing you've ever had to do in your career?
Well, 100% yes.
Yes.
Go North Stars.
You don't mean that. Go Royals, baby.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
It's time now to see if you can beat the Nashville Know-It-All. Let's take it to the host with the most, the pride and joy of Portage, Miss Melissa McGurran.
It's time to play Austin the Nashville Know-It-All.
Woo!
For your chance to win $500.
Small chance.
It's going to be a big chance. Let's meet today's contestant. It is Kathy in Spring Grove. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, good morning, guys. How
good
are you
morning.
Doing?
Good morning. Are you ready to take down the Nashville Know-It-All?
I'm nervous, but I'll give it a go.
You better. Let's get Austin out of here. Tell him to get out of here.
Hey.
Hit the road, Austin.
Oh, hit the road, Austin.
Hey. Hit the road, Jack.
Outside and it's cold.
Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back for another couple minutes.
It's Jack now.
Oh, my gosh. Here's how the game works, Kathy. I've got five country trivia questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If you tie, it goes to Austin. Are you ready?
Got it.
Let's get started. Question number one. Megan Maroney revealed she canceled her vacation when Ed Sheeran asked her to perform with him at the Bluebird Cafe, which I Go Back singer did Megan open up for when she visited Soldier Field in 2024?
Kenny Chesney.
Question number two. 'Tis the season for Hootie and the Blowfish frontman and country music superstar Darius Rucker's country Christmas album, Home for the Holidays. What festival will Hootie and the Blowfish be playing next year in Chicago?
Windy City Smokehouse.
Question number three. George Bird posted a photo yesterday of him and his wife in their underwear decorating the Christmas tree. Finish the title of this popular George Bird song. Mind on what?
I got my mind on you and you on my mind.
Question number four. John Party recently posted him and his wife dancing in their living room to Ella Langley's song, Choosin' Texas. What famous dating TV show did John perform on back in 2014 that featured a woman trying to find a husband?
Oh, The Dating Game? Oh, no, The Bachelorette.
Question number five. Leanne Rimes joked that at the CMA Awards last week, she was presenting Past Her Bedtime. Which Leanne Rimes song, which shares the name as one of the colors on the US 99 logo, was originally intended for Patsy Cline?
Was originally on the blue?
Okay, let's get Austin back in here. Woo! All right, get back in here. Wow, how are you feeling, Kathy?
My heart is pounding out of my chest.
Really? Mine isn't.
It should be because Kathy got all five right.
All five right.
Oh, my God, I got all five right?
Kathy, yeah. What are you going to do with the $500 when you win it here in a moment?
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I told Kyle, Melissa, yesterday I met you at the Jewel and Spring Grove with my two old granddaughters. So I'm going to buy all four of my granddaughters something.
Wow. Oh, my
so
gosh.
So you could be stealing gifts away. From a Kathy.
Yeah. Well, I hope I do.
Is so exciting. Oh my gosh. Thank you for that, Kathy.
Well, now my heart's racing.
Whoa. Wow. I've got goosebumps. Austin, question number one. Megan Maroney revealed she canceled her vacation when Ed Sheeran asked her to perform with him at the Bluebird Cafe. Which I Go Back singer did Megan open up for when she visited Soldier Field in 2024?
That would be Kenny Chesney.
Okay, that is correct. You both got that right, obviously, and it's 1-1. Question number two. 'Tis the season for Hootie and the Blowfish frontman and country music superstar Darius Rucker's country Christmas album, Home for the Holidays. What festival will Hootie and the Blowfish be playing next year in Chicago?
It's my favorite festival of all time. It's Windy City Smokeout.
And of course, she got that one right. So now it's tied 2-2. Pressure is on. Question number three. George Burge posted a photo yesterday of him and his wife in their underwear decorating the Christmas tree.
I saw that.
Finish the title of this popular George Burge song. Mind on what?
You.
All right, now it's tied up 3-3. We're not done yet. Question number four. John Party recently posted him and his wife dancing in their living room to Ella Langley's song, Choosin' Texas. What famous dating TV show did John perform on back in 2014 that featured a woman trying to find a husband?
I'm going to say The Bachelorette.
Wow, I didn't know if you were going to get that. Oof. Oh, my gosh. Here's
wiping the sweat off my brow
right now. Oh, my gosh, this is crazy. Last question. Question number five. Leanne Rimes joked that at the CMA Awards last week, she was presenting Past Her Bedtime. Which Leanne Rimes song, which shares the name as one of the colors of the US 99 logo, was originally intended for Patsy Cline?
See here. This has got to be blue.
Oh.
Dang it!
All right.
Oh, my gosh.
We were so close!
I was actually hoping you were going to say red or white.
Kathy.
That was a lucky guess.
Kathy. Kathy.
Oh,
Kathy, this is the closest anyone has ever come to beating me.
Oh, God. I was so hoping he wasn't going to get that. Oh, Kathy. I am so sorry.
Tell those kids Christmas is canceled. I'm sorry. No, you know what? Kathy, I can't even talk trash. Well done. Well done.
No kidding. Kathy, you are fantastic. I hope you call and get back in again. Right now, Austin's record is 18-0, but you've got to say the line.
Yep, got to.
This is Kathy in Spring Grove, and I gave him a good fight, but Austin is still the national know-it-all.
Yep, there it is.
Oh, my gosh, Kathy.
Just barely.
More Nashville know-it-all on Monday at this same time to win $500.
Or lose $500.
On Melissa and Austin.
Why don't I ever win the $500?
Yeah, you're not eligible.
I should be.
No, you shouldn't.
Melissa, let's get to some great news.
All right. It is time for the Great at 8, which is brought to us by Affinity Whole Health. Lose weight like me, and you are going to feel great. Visit feelgreatillinois.com. And it's a great day to be alive. I know
the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. George in the South Side.
What's your great news?
Hey, so I am in the Style Icon Contest hosted by the legendary Elton John.
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
really? Wait, what's the name of the contest?
The Style Icon.
Style Icon.
Okay, what's this all about?
Yes, it's powered by Elton John's AIDS Foundation, which is founded in 1992 in order to end AIDS for everyone. Everywhere.
Nice.
Okay, so what does this contest entail?
Okay, so what this contest entails is whoever is the trendsetter selected will attend Versace's 2026 show at Milan Fashion Week.
Oh my gosh.
And Flaunt Magazine and take home $20,000.
How did you get picked for this?
I saw the ad on Facebook, social media. That's where you can find me, George Washington Jr. And I have been doing pretty well in the contest. I won first place out of my group, and now I'm in the quarterfinal, and that ends tomorrow.
Okay, wait. Let's not bury the lead here. George Washington Jr., are you related to the president?
I might be. I have to do what they call that. The
23andMe.
Ancestry.com.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, you let us know when you get that those results back in. But, dude, this is awesome. The Style Icon. I
want to see pictures of you because I'm imagining you're a great dresser.
Yeah. What are you wearing right now?
Right now, I'm actually wearing the Chicago Bears.
Okay.
Oh, that's not.
Very stylish.
I don't disagree with wearing that one bit.
It's the hottest colors this fall.
Yeah, they're doing pretty well. Big ups to Coach Johnson.
Yeah, right?
Okay, so we can find you again where?
You can find me on Facebook, George Washington Jr. I will be sure to make sure that you all have access to my link by email or and if anyone wants to contact or participate, they will be able to.
Okay,
this is great.
Can people vote for you or is all voting done by the people that run the contest?
Absolutely. You can donate. Elton John AIDS Foundation says for every $150 donated, we can support 11 hard-to-reach people to test for HIV.
Oh,
and
wow.
People don't understand, HIV and AIDS is one of those hurt people. I got that from a buddy of mine, Mr. Quincy Roseboro, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Of course, I'm an iota, so I got to put my fraternity out there.
Okay.
Yeah, because they supported me, but I got that from him.
Wow.
Oh, gosh.
People hurt people.
Yes.
And that's what people who tend to have HIV, AIDS, and a lot of other epidemic, they incur a lot of mental anguish.
Of course.
And they end up hurting other people.
I read the treatments are better, though.
Yeah. Stem cell, a lot of other research is coming out and making some advancements.
Well, we're going to look you up and support you. So we're really appreciative that you called for the Great at 8 to share that fantastic news, and I hope you win.
I want to thank you. I want to thank the Chicago Bears because I would not have met Kyle and your organization and your station without the Chicago Bears. So I just want to thank you guys.
Of course.
Thank Dr. Walt Whitman. Dr. Walt Whitman and the Soul Children of Chicago and his support, as well as my fraternity. Thank you for your time.
No, George Washington Jr., thank you. We appreciate it, man. And thank you for calling for the Great at 8.
Thank you.
Melissa, what do you say we call the first of our Home for the Holidays winners?
Sounds good. US 99 and Chevy Silverado are uniting families to bring them together for the holiday season. And we want to call our first winner to see who we can unite for the holidays.
Yo.
Yo, what's up?
Who's calling?
I don't know. You tell us.
It's two of your favorite people.
Goodbye.
No. Laura. No, Laura.
Laura. She hung up.
Oh, my gosh. She's not going to answer now.
Hello?
Laura?
Laura, you do not want to hang up.
Don't hang up.
Okay.
Laura, is this the Laura that has a stepdaughter in Toledo, Ohio?
Yeah. What is this?
Well, I was saying we're two of your favorite people, which is why you don't want to hang
up. You do not want to hang up.
We have some pretty incredible news for you.
Okay.
Laura, how would you like it for your stepdaughter? What's her name?
Felicia.
How would you like it if your stepdaughter Felicia came home for the holidays?
Oh, I would love that.
Well, we, two of your favorite people who we'll reveal in a second, as well as our friends from Chevy and Chevy Silverado, want to bring her home for the holidays. Laura, you have won our Home for the Holidays contest.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
This is Melissa and Austin from US 99.
Oh, my God.
And you hung up on us.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll let that slide.
99.5 Home for the Holidays thing. I'm at work.
We are uniting your family together for the holidays so that your holidays can be special.
Awesome.
Tell us a little bit about Felicia.
Well, she's been my stepdaughter for a little over 20 years. She's got two boys, early 20s, late teens, and I don't get to see her as much as I want to with work and everything else. I work nights. She works days. She works for the University of Toledo. So does my stepson-in-law. So I think the last time I was there was probably June.
Yeah.
So we talk on the phone, but, you know, again, with our schedules being different. And
sure.
This is kind of bittersweet because it's my stepdaughter. Her father, my late husband, died 6 years ago today.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Oh,
so I really try and keep in touch with her as much as possible.
Yeah.
Because of that. So for you to call today of all days.
Oh, my gosh. That is insane.
I got chills.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Me too.
Oh, my gosh.
Laura.
That was meant to be. That is absolutely meant to be.
Absolutely. Oh, my God. This is so exciting.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so glad you didn't hang up on us a second time.
Yeah.
Me too. I'm going to have to program that number in my phone.
Yeah. And when you call your stepdaughter Felicia, I really hope she doesn't hang up on you thinking it's a joke.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely not. No. It comes up as mom on her phone.
Oh, I love good. That. Well, this is really, truly extra special for you and for us that this worked out the way that it did. So congratulations on winning that trip for Home for the Holidays from Chevy.
Thank you.
This is exactly why US 99 and Chevy have partnered up to bring heroes home for the holidays. And people can still enter their submissions at us99.com, just like you did, Laura. Like, it was pretty simple to enter.
Very simple.
Congratulations,
Thank
Laura.
You so much, Laura. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Enter at 99.5.
There we go. Yeah. US99.com. Go do it.
You never know.
Have a great holiday.
The time is 8:35-ish, which means it is time for the 5 at 8:35, brought to you by our friends at Packy Webb Ford and the Packy Low Price Pledge. Joining us today, Connie in Plainfield and John in Carroll Stream. John, why don't you say hello to Connie?
Hello, Connie.
Hi, John.
All right, guys, you are up for tickets to Windy City Smokeout, courtesy of Windy City Smokeout. With the 5 at 8:35, we've got five country questions. The rule to the game is that your name is your buzzer. Do you both feel ready?
Yes.
Yep.
With all that said, let's play. Question number one. After writing the song Lady for Kenny Rogers, Kenny became friends with this famous R&B singer who...
John.
John.
Lionel Richie.
Is it Lionel Richie?
I didn't even need to finish the question on that one. Well done, John. He's on the board, 1-0.
Question number two. In 1980, actress Sissy Spacek portrayed what country music icon in the film The Coal Miner's Daughter?
Connie. Loretta Lynn.
Is it Loretta Lynn? Tell you what, my goodness, you guys are on your game.
No kidding.
1-1 after two questions.
Crazy.
Question three. What married country superstars covered the song Shallow from the 2018 film
John.
A Star?
John.
Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper.
Not quite.
Well, let's finish the question.
Yes. What married country superstars covered the song Shallow from the 2018 film A Star Is Born?
2018.
3 seconds. We were looking for Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood. The keyword there, married couple.
Question number four. Finish the lyric from Cole Swindell's She Had Me at Heads Carolina. She got the bar in the palm of her hand, and she's a 90s country fan. What?
Three seconds.
She's a 90s country fan like I am.
Like I am. All right. Still 1-1. Heading into this fifth and final question, the winner of this is going to Windy City Smokeout. Mitchell Tenpenny sings a song called Truth About Who?
John. You?
Is it you? John, you're going to Windy City Smokeout.
Beautiful. Congratulations. Thank you.
Okay. Now, how excited are you?
I'm very excited. This will be great.
Have you ever been to Windy City Smokeout?
I have not.
Oh, man.
You won't be able
you're
to say that anymore.
You're in for a treat. Yeah. Both the country music and the barbecue.
Yes.
They're delicious, both
absolutely.
Of them.
Absolutely. Thanks for playing, Connie. Make sure you try back again to try to win some tickets on Monday with the 5 at 8:35, okay?
Have a great holiday.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall, so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.